Okay, I understand that I'm not 100% sure where. If somebody can tell me exactly where.
Rabbi Yochanan Omar.
Okay, now
Omar? Yeah, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yush.
I'm a lawyer for Rabbi Yochanan Omar.
Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Afa Machila. A little beforehand. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Afa Machila.
I got it. Okay, so what we had yesterday is that Rish Lakish said that a tumtum, I'm sorry, a androgynous, I believe, androgynous, can feed his wife truma and cannot feed his wife chazav ishaik. And Rabbi Yochanan said he can even feed her chazav ishaik. And the Gemara said that it's talking about truma bisman is adra abonon, and therefore, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shlakish is only makel by the rabbanon, not by the raisis. Rabbi Yechon Amar, af machila because of a sheik. Rabbi Yechon says he can even give her to eat because of a sheik, meaning even biblically he's considered a male and he can give her to eat because of a sheik. Okay. Amalai, Rabbi Yechon al Rishlakish. Misaber truma bezman hazeh to rabbanon. Do you hold truma bezman hazeh to rabbanon? Meaning we're going to see now proofs. Welcome back, Harvey. We're going to see proofs that it's questionable whether Truma after the Korban Beis HaMikdash is considered rabbinic or biblical. So Rish Lakish had said it's considered rabbinic. That's why he said the androgynous can feed his wife Truma, because it's only rabbinic. But Chazav Ishaik, right, and even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when there was Chazav Ishaik, he couldn't even feed her Truma, because then Truma was biblical. And we don't view him enough to feed his wife biblical truma. Only rabbinic truma, we have relied that he's a male and she's his wife and can feed her truma. So now the question is, Rabbi Yechon is going to try to prove to Rish Lakish that truma is biblical even after the Korban Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, when the Mishnah says he can feed her truma, you can't tell me it's because it's rabbinic, because truma bezman hazeh is biblical. Amalei Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, mi sabret truma bezman hazeh drabanan. Do you hold truma bezman hazeh is a drabanon? Amalei in. So he said, yes, I do. Shani shayna igul bigulam ayla. Because I learn that I hold I hold that igul bigulam ayla, which means there is a brisa that talks about a cake of figs, of truma, is batel in 100 of chulin. That's the halacha. Now, eagle is a dover. The halacha is as follows. Biblically speaking, everything is batel b'raiv. The Rabbanan came along and did not allow certain things to be batel b'raiv. One of the things they did not allow is something chashuv. Something that's considered important is not batel b'raiv. It doesn't lose its entity, even though it's no longer recognizable. But if the thing was something important, for lack of a better word, chashuv, the Rabbanon did not allow it to be batel. So the question becomes, what defines chashuv? So there's a machloikas tanoim that we will have very shortly. And there's a madiyama that says the word darkoi limnois, anything sold by number, anything that's not sold by volume or weight or estimate, but sold by number, is chashuv. And there's a machloikas, how to understand that. Do you need something that's always sold by number? Or do you need something that's most of the time sold by number? There are items that you will always sell by number. And there are items that many times you do, and sometimes you don't. And that's a machloikas, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. How to define the Tana who says anything sold by number. Does he mean you always sold by number? Meaning, I can't say 100%, but 99%. Or something that's usually sold by number, but is sometimes sold by not number. Is that chashuv also? So the shaila becomes an eagle, a cake of figs. A cake of figs goes into the group of things that is most of the time sold by number, but not always. Not always. So Rish Lakish says Shani Shaina Igu Bigulam Ayla. I say that an eagle is battle in a bunch of fig cakes. Now, eagle is a davar chashuv. The only reason we would allow it to be battle, even though it's a davar chashuv, is because it's only rabbinic. And since it's only rabbinic b'zman hazeh, so the rabbanim weren't as strict, even though it's chashuv. So Rish Lakish is saying, yes, I hold truma b'zman hazeh as a rabbanim. Because since I say that I learn in a Mishnah that a cake of figs is batel, a cake of figs of truma is batel in 100 cakes of figs of chulin, and the rule is that chashuv things aren't batel in biblical isurim, so why in the world would it be batel? This is chashuv, because this is most of the time sold by number. And since most of the time it's sold by number, it's chashuv enough not to be batel, and yet it's batel. Must be, it's rabbinic. That's what Rish Lakish says. Yes, I hold the Truma B'zman HaZeh as rabbinic, and I can prove it to you. Because my Mishnah says that an eagle is about to be a gulam. And following the rules of Chashev, it should not be batel. But since it's only rabbinic, therefore it's batel. So that's a proof to me that Truma B'zman HaZeh is rabbinic. That's what Rish Lakish is saying. Let's read the Rashi inside. Rashi says, Shani Shaina, Misavras. Truma b'zman hazeh d'rabbanon, the kamikmas l'ol masnisa that you set up the Mishnah, b'midi d'rabbanon, the asrus l'ol b'chaz v'shaik, and you banned her b'chaz v'shaik. Shani shayna, b'raisa, I have a b'raisa, igu shol truma batu b'meyah shol chulun. A fig cake of truma is batu in 100 of chulun. A igu shol truma t'meyah batu b'kuf igulim shol truma t'hira. Or a fig cake of truma t'meyah is batu in 100 of truma t'hira. If truma would be biblical, even the igul davar chashuv, a fig cake is considered an important item, for lack of better translation. V'darka limanas, and it's regularly sold by number. Loy batel. Now Rashi has a problem. Even in the time when truma was a deraisa, truma biblically was only on three things: grain, wine, and oil. Figs never were biblical. So what's the proof that truma is biblical, is rabbinic? Maybe truma is biblical b'zman hazeh, but not on figs. And on figs, it would be batel because it's only rabbinic. Meaning Rish Lakish is proving that truma is rabbinic. Even if it were biblical, it's not on figs. Zok Rashi, av hagav the truma is tainim drabanon. Even though the truma of figs is rabbinic, even in the time when truma was biblical, it was only on grain, wine, and oil, right? Grain, grapes, and olives. So Rashi tells us, if truma would be biblical, we would make it across the board, all truma, whether biblical or rabbinic, is not batel. Since everything is rabbinic today, we can be lenient. But in the time that certain items were biblical and certain items were rabbinic, we weren't going to divide and say the biblical things one way and the rabbinic things the other way. We would have said no truma is batel if it's chashuv. And since the Braisa says that it is batel, must be that truma b'zman hazeh is rabbinic. That's what Rish Lakish is saying. Again, based on the fact that Rish Lakish defines chashuv as meaning something that is usually sold by number, therefore the definition of something that's chashuv that's not batel is something usually sold by number. So figs cakes would qualify as chashuv. And yet, the Braisa says they are batel. What happened to the rule that chashuva things aren't batel? The answer is, biblical chashuva things are not batel. Rabbinic chashuva things are batel. Now, figs happen to be rabbinic even in the time when truma was biblical. But if truma were biblical, we wouldn't have split it and said, this truma is and this truma is not. We would have said no. But since truma is rabbinic, therefore, we allow it to be batel. That's what we're saying. Zakta Gemara Amalei, Sir Yechanan answered him, "Vali anishayna chaticha b'chaticha zaylus." I have a bright that it says, a piece of chatas is batel in chatas tameya, is batel in pieces of chatas tahira. Now, pieces of meat are also in the thing a chashuv, and chatas is biblical. Chatas was only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and it was biblical. And yet the Braita says it's batal. So obviously, it's not because of biblical or rabbinic. It's because anything that's usually sold by number is not chashuv. Only something that's always sold by number. That's the key machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish. There's a Braita that says chatas is batal. So Rabbi Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, if you're right that everything that's usually sold by number is chashuv by biblical things, well, chatas is biblical, and I have a braisa that says it's batal. What happened to your rule? Chashuv things aren't batal, and your definition of chashuv was anything that's most of the time sold by number. Well, most of the time, meat is sold by pieces of meat. That's how they sold it in those days.
A piece of meat got mixed up?
Piece of chatas tameya got mixed into chatas tahira.
Not a whole animal.
Not a whole animal. And that's something that's most of the time sold by number, and it's biblical, and it's still batal. The answer is, Rish Lakish, I disagree in the definition of chashuv. You define chashuv as something usually sold by number, and I define chashuv as something always sold by number. And neither meat nor fig cakes are always sold by number. Therefore, even if they're biblical, they are batal. So therefore, Truma Bizman Hazeh is not Drabanan, it's Deraisa. Your proof that it's rabbinic is based on your assumption in the definition of what's chashuv. You're stuck. Because you say chashuv is something most of the time sold by number, you are forced to say that the reason fig cakes are batal is because it's rabbinic. But I have a proof that even biblical things are batal if they're most of the time sold by number, which means that your definition of chashuv is wrong.
If most of the time meat is sold by number?
Yes. Slices of meat. Zuck Trashy. Amar loy ba'alin ani shayin. Klayman. Mi'ikilach l'migze v'hadu rabbanon ota deraisa? Are you making, you're saying that if Truma were deraisa, we wouldn't let fig cakes be batu? Inami atas l'betulim deraisa l'avi surahu. Even if it were biblical, it would be fine. I have a braisa that says, Chaticha shel chatas tameya, a piece of chatas that's tameh, batu b'tahira, is batu in a chatas that's tahira. Baruch amidu deraisahu, this is biblical. V'yad v'agav the darke limnais, even though regularly it's sold by number. The misavit kol she darke limnais le'bat sheninu le'batu? Do you think that the pshat is anything that's normal to count regularly is not batu? No. Es shadar kelimnas. Instead of kol shadar kelimnas, it's es shadar kelimnas v'minyan shenino. Shasu meyuchad v'minyan. It's only sold by number. Avo chaticha v'ikol, but pieces of meat or fig cakes. Pamim shemnim karim ba'aymed. There are times that people will sell it estimate. Here, take this bunch of pieces of meat for X amount of money. And they don't count it one by one. Avo gavdre gilim limnas. Even though regularly they are sold by number, they're not always that way, b'teilim. So this is the machloikus Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Kol shadarka limnais? This is the way the Gemara is going to refer to it. So that's why I'm stressing it. Is it kol shadarka limnais? Or is it es shadarka limnais? Kol shadarka limnais? I'm sorry? It's not working? It seems to be working because nobody's texted me to complain. Kol Shadarka Limnois says anything that is most of the time sold by number. Es Shadarka Limnois says something that's always sold by number. So Rish Lakish, who assumes that the definition of Chashuv is something most of the time sold by number, has a problem. Why is Fig Cakes Batal? And therefore, he has to say that's because most of the time it's sold by number. And it's because it's rabbinic. Rish Yochanan has a proof that even biblical things are batal because they're not always sold by number. And if that's true, Rish Lakish's proof is out of the window. It's not true. It could be fig cakes. Or Truma is a deraisa, and it's still batal because it's not always sold by number. It doesn't work? It works. Okay. Zakti Gemara. Amar loy v'alin ani shaycha misavrit kol shadarka limnais. You think it's something that's most of the time sold by number? Es shadarka limnais shenino. It's Something that's always sold by number. Mahi, where is this machloikas? Now we're going to bring the Mishnah that triggers this machloikas. Somebody who has bundles of fenugreek, of kili hakerem, means they grew in a vineyard, which makes it banned not only to eat, but even to have anah. Yidliku, you burn them. Rashi, tilson, fenugreek, min kitni asu, it's a kind of bean, ulamasik hakdei rabo, it comes to sweeten a dish. Yidliku, kalayim besreifu, luksiv, pen tukdash, tis tukdash, tukat esh. We learn tukdash means banned, but we say it stands for tukat esh, that if it happens, you burn it.
You can use the fire.
You can use the fire after it's consumed, meaning you can use not when it's still right. This Arbu Bacheris, what if it got mixed into other bundles of fenugreek? Kulon Yidliku, Divrei Remeir. Remeir says it's not batel, because bundles of fenugreek is chashuv, and therefore it's not batel. The Chachamim Aimrim, Yalu Be'echad Amisayim. The Chachamim say it's batel 1 to 200. 1 to 200. Now, the Rishayim translate, okay, let me just catch up with Rashi. Kulam Yidliku, the Loi B'Teili. Let me do a little more, I have to do a little bit more Gemara. Shahoy Remeir Aimrim. Because Remeir said, Kol Shadarka Limnos Mekadesh. Now he uses the word Kol Shadarka Limnos. Rish Lakish takes him exactly at his word. Anything that's regularly sold by number. And bundles of fenugreek are usually sold by number. Therefore, it's not batel. Rabbi Yochanan translates the kol, not to mean kol, but to mean esh Shadarka Limnos, something always sold by number. And bundles of fenugreek are always sold by number. Rashi, kulam yidliku, zoi batlaitli, they're not batel. Because the kani time is shai remei reimer, kol shadarka limnos mekadesh es hamisaravimai. Anything that it's normal to count bans that which gets mixed with it. Ve'im bitul barayv. Shekili akarim bedavar she'im b'minyan. Kili akarim is something not important. Betela be'echad mesayim is batel 1 to 200. Ke'di the amar b'sachem be'elu ayvrim. Min ha'mesayim. It's a hint to Navi. It says 1 out of 200 to tell me that it's from the leftover of 200. It's talking about wine. So it's saying that Arla and Kili Akam, which have the same halacha, this is rabbinic chumrah. They based it on a pasuk as an asmachta, that Arla and Kili Akam need 200 to be mevatulat. It's rabbinic chumrah. But it's only if it's not chashev. But if it's chashev, it's not batel. Now, what does that mean, echad umesayim? So some translated the way I translated it, which means 1 in 200. It's batel 1 to the ratio of 200. There are rishonim that translated that means you have to take 1 out of the mixture. You have 1 of kili akarim and 200 of non-kili akarim. So now you have 201. It's batel. Can I eat all 201? Then I gained from the fact that something was asir b'hana. I gained from it. So this is a big machlokes. Can I have 201 bundles now? I'm sorry, whatever it is. I'm about to say bundles, right? And the Chacham say it's batel. 1 to 200 is batel. Can I eat all 201? Or do I have to take one out so I shouldn't benefit from the one that's asir?
Is that
what? No. I just shouldn't benefit. I should have only 200. I started off with 200 good, one bad. Now I have 201 that are good. So that means I'm gaining one out of the bad. So that's the machlokes rishonim. Some say Yalu Be'echad Messiah means even though it's batel, you got to take one out and throw it away. So you shouldn't benefit from the fact that it was batel. Others say you don't have to do that. Batel is batel. It's not. There's nothing wrong here. You can eat all 201.
It's like honey, right? The bee dissolves and it becomes kosher.
See, by truma, everybody agrees you have to remove one. But that's because truma is owned by Kayan. So you can't gain off of somebody else's money. If one truma is bought to 100, right, that's the halacha. So now I have 101. So it's not truma. But the kayin has money here. That one belonged to some kayin. And now he's not going to get it. That means I gained off his money. So there everybody says you got to give one to the kayin just to give him back his monetary loss. But over here, there's no monetary loss. The question is, are you gaining from the iser? So some rishayim hold, I'm going to take one and throw it away. So I shouldn't walk away gaining from the bittul. And other rishayim say, as Baruch Moshe pointed out, bittul is bittul is bittul is bittul. Now you're not doing this on purpose. You're not allowed to be mevatel this l'chatchila. It happens. The chacham shayre meirai mekoshes darke limus mekadesh. The chacham imaimrim ainu mekadesh alashisha dvarim bovad. The chacham say there's only six things that are considered chashav. And Rabbi Kiva is Shiva. And Rabbi Kiva says there are seven things. According to the Chachamim, the fact that it's sold by number does not make it chashav. What makes it chashav is very chashav. And Rabbanan tell you the items that are considered very chashav. Ve'eluhein. A geize perach. Walnuts from the city of Perach. I don't know what made those walnuts unique, but it seems that those walnuts were very chashav. Rimayne badan. Pomegranates from the city of Badon. Chaviyai stumais, sealed barrels of wine. If you have one sealed barrel of wine of Arla, right, or Kili HaKerem, Arla is the first 3 years of you can't drink it, and Kili HaKerem is it grew together with grain, and you have one sealed barrel and 500 other sealed barrels. That's not batel. Because a sealed barrel of wine is considered very chashav.
Arla normally worked on? I mean, is it a mistake they did?
No, you're allowed to have Arla. You can't plant a tree without having Arla. The first 3 years is Arla. You throw away the fruit.
Yeah, but you don't press it into wine.
They did it. That. Right. The Chalfe Tardin. I don't know if it's Chalfe or Chalfe. I don't know how he pronounced it. Chalfe Tardin. Which are...
Beet stalks,
okay. Beet stalks are very chashav. I don't know what makes beet stalks so chashav. Kulche kruv, that's cabbage. What's kulche? Also stalks. Stalks of cabbage. But the las yavanis and the Greek gourd. Those are the six things that are chashav that are never bottled. Now, it's not like the fenugreek bundles. They're sold by number, but they're not considered chashav. To the Rabbanan standard. These six things are very chashav.
How are they sold?
This? Yes. For sure by number. But they're so chashav, they're even bigger than that. They're more chashav than that. Rabbi Kiva Maisiv, Avkikra Shabalabayas. And Rabbi Kiva says a homemade bread. Homemade bread is very chashav. Haruyin la'arla arlam, l'kili akarim, kili akarim. Some of these things are trees, and therefore can have arla. Walnuts, pomegranates, wine, and some of these things are plants. There's no arla, but there's kili akarim. If they're planted in a vineyard, they're usher. So Rabbi Yochanan savar eshedar kelim l'shaninu. So Rabbi Yochanan says, in translating Rabbi Meir, it has to be something that's always sold by number. Rish Lakish savar kol shedar kelim l'shaninu. And Rish Lakish says he translates Rabbi Meir exactly the way Rabbi Meir worded it. Anything that's normally sold by number. So this is the source of their argument whether Truma has to be rabbinic b'sman hazeh. Because according to Rish Lakish, why in the world is a eagle of Truma batel? And it is. Eagle of Truma is batel. A fig cake of Truma is batel. Fig cake is chashev. According to Rabbi Meir, it's sold by number usually. It should not be bottle. Rameyer.
Oh.
Rameyer, who says anything sold by number. So fig cakes are sold by number. So why is it bottle? According to Rameyer. And Rameyer says it's bottle. So there's a Mishnah that writes it. It says Rameyer says it's bottle. So therefore, Dr. Shlokish, must be Truma's rabbinic today. And since it's rabbinic, therefore we're lenient and let it be bottle. Had it been biblical, would it never been bottle. And Rabbi Yochanan says, that's not pshat. Eagle is batel because it's not chashav. It's not always sold by number. And therefore, truma is biblical, and it's still batel because it's not always sold by number. that argument determines whether you have to say Truma B'Zman HaSeh Rabbinic or not. Rashi. Look to Rashi. Mikadesh Messiah Meshalosh Meyas Leibatul. Right? It bans it. Perach Makam. Haruyin La'arla. Ganagaitim. Walnuts. Rimayim. Pomegranates. Chavias. And barrels. Mikachim V'Oisim Esakshirim Mishim Arla. They ban and asher things that are kosher because of Arla. Haruyin L'Kili Akarim. You go and tired them beets, kruv, and cabbage. With alas and gourds. Adrenchen Esavar Eshad Arkalimlas. Shemeyuchod Meminyan Sheninu. It is specific. Always counted. Hilkach, chatichos v'igulim, pieces of meat or fig cakes. Avagav shadarka limnois, even though they're normally sold by number. Hayo shadarka nami limokar ba'ayman, it's also normal to sell it in an estimation, not to get an exact number. You can have this whole batch. Butli. And reshlok yisavar kol shadarka limnois, afilu leprakim, even though it's only sold sometimes my number. Shaninu Gloibotl. Hukuch Eagle, fig cakes. Isau Gadait, if Truma, if it's not as a Draisa, Loya Botl. If Truma would be a Draisa, it wouldn't be Botl. That is the Machloikus, Rabbi Yechanan, and Rish Lakish. Now, Rabbi Yechanan has proved it from a case of Chatos. He said, I can prove to you that I'm right, that it doesn't have to do with something that's sometimes sold by number, or most of the time sold by number. It has to do with something that's always sold by number. Because I have a braisa that says that chatas, a slice of chatas, is batel. Even though slices are meat, are usually sold by number. Where is that braisa? That's what we're going to bring now. And then we have to figure out how will Rish Lakish answer that, because Rabbi Yechanan has a solid proof. The braisa says a piece of chatas is batel. Chatas is biblical. Pieces of meat, slices of meat, are usually sold by number. So why in the world would Rish Lakish agree that that should be batel? Rabbi Yechanan has a solid proof. Frek de Gemara mai chaticha. What is this case of this piece of chatas? The Tanya. Chaticha shochatas tmeya. Shenis arva b'meya chaticha shochatas tahiris. A piece of chatas that's tamei. They got mixed in with 100 pieces of chatas de tahor, or became prusa shalechem haponim, a bread, broken bread of the lechem haponim. How in the world that got mixed in, I'm not sure, but what happened is, this is a very difficult case to understand, as I will point out momentarily. You had a piece of lechem haponim. Well, it's possible. Shenis arva b'meya prusa shalechem haponim tahiris. Lechem haponim was 12 loaves of bread. Every Shabbos, they took it off the Shulchan, and they put on a new batch of Lechem Haponim. The next Shabbos, they took it off, and the Kehanim ate it, and it had to be eaten that day and that night, meaning it had to be eaten before Sunday morning.
All of 12 loaves?
All 12 loaves.
Didn't he have the whole week to do it?
No. They had Shabbos day and Shabbos night. Now, you'd never have 100, because there's no 100 loaves of bread, but you have pieces. The lechem haponim broke apart into many pieces. One of the pieces became tamei and got mixed into 100 pieces of tahor. And the question is, what do you do now? Zunk de braisa tala. The braisa says it's batel. Here is the case of a piece of meat, of chatas, which is kol shadar kalimnois, which is usually sold by number, and the braisa says it's batel. Is a raya that it's not considered chashuv. This is Rabbi Yechanan's proof against Rish Lakish, the case we just had. One slice of meat of chatas, of tamei, into 100 slices of meat of chatas, that is tahar, is batel. According to Rish Lakish, the mayor would say it's not batel. Rabbi Yehuda Imer Loi Sala. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not batel. That's because Rabbi Yehuda holds throughout Shas that min b'mina is never batel. According to Rish Yehuda, if you have one of Isser into a million of Heter, but they're the same thing, it's not batel. Meat is never batel meat, milk is never batel milk, figs are never batel in figs, apples are never batel in apples. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion.
Yeah, but why the prusa of this lechem? it's not a unit in and of itself, unlike meat, which is sold as by the slice. Lechem Hapanim is not sold by the slice.
So that's good. That would be bottle going to everybody. That wouldn't be a problem to Rish Lakish. The proof is not from that case. The proof is from the case of Chatas. You're right. Proof of Lechem Hapanim is not a Tavish of a minion at all. Nobody sold the bay thing, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. But meat is. The proof is of the first case. You're right. The second case doesn't prove Rish Lakish wrong. So Rabbi Yehuda holds mimba mina lebato. According to Rabbi Yehuda, apples will never be bato in apples. Oranges will never be bato in oranges. And therefore, meat will never be bato in meat, and bread will never be bato in bread. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only time you have bato is if it becomes mixed into something of it's not its own kind, and it's no longer recognizable.
Butter falls into soup.
What? Milk falls into soup, correct. That would be bottle. But apples would never be bottle in apples, and meat would never be bottle in meat, and bread would never be bottle in bread. So according to Yehuda, this is never bottle. He would say figs are never bottle either. Figs can't be bottle in figs. Mimba mina loy bottle. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer loy salad, the Ksaver Rabbi Yehuda, Bechol Duktum, Mimba mina loy bottle. Rabbi Yehuda holds everywhere, the mimba mina is not bottle. Zakta Braisa further on. Now, the next part of the Braisa, which is not necessary anymore, but once we brought the part of the Braisa we needed, we bring the rest of the Braisa as well. Avo, Chaticha Shochatas Tahira. Shinis Arva Vamei Chaticha Shochulun Tahiras. We have a piece of Chatas that's Tahar, kosher Chatas. They get mixed into 100 slices of meat that are chulin, and the question is, can Yisrael eat it? Became prusa shalechem apanim tahira, shenis arva v'meya prusa shalchulin tahiras. A piece of lechem apanim bread, edible, got mixed into 100 bread of edible chulin. A kohen for sure can eat it. Question is, can Yisrael eat it? Divri akar leisala. Everybody agrees it's not batul, and the reason for that is. Because it's not important enough for us to say bittul. Let a kayan eat it. Sell it to the kayan. There's somebody here that can eat it. See, tummy can't be eaten. So either it's bittul or it goes to the garbage. This can be eaten.
There's a workaround.
Yes, it's going to be a little bit of a loss because the kayan has a inside shot of getting a better price. He can say, listen, you have to sell it to me. You can't sell it to any Yisrael. It drives the price down. But that's a minor loss. And for minor loss, we don't say bittul for kachim. That's what Ledutz would say. Talk to Rashi. Divri akad leisala. Tanakama meida. The Tanakama agrees. Hayo ve'evshu l'machu l'kayin behefsid mu'at. You can sell it to a kayin. It's a very small loss. V'chaticho prusa darken limnos. You know, Rashi says, not like me, Harvey. Rashi says a piece of bread is also sold by number. I don't know where that's what Rashi says. Hashem hefsid mu'at, loy mevatinan isa deraisa. So Rashi has a problem. So why is truma batul? Why did we say a fig cake of truma that falls into fig cakes of chulin is batul? Why is that different than chatas that falls into chulin that we say is not batul, but you can sell to a kayin? Well, you can sell truma to a kayin too. Even though the eagle is batul and chulin, and we don't make you sell it to a kayan, hasam with the eagle gufa truma drabanani. That's because it's only rabbinic, right? Therefore, we're not strict, and we say even though you can sell it to a kayan, you don't have to. But by chatas, which is biblical, and it's not much of a loss because a kayan can eat it. So we say it's not batul. Let me just finish the Rashi. The Reisha Tala, however, in the case of the Reisha of the Raisa, which is Chatas Tameya in Chatas Tahira, the Elam Takana L'Sreifa, if it's not batul, you're going to have to burn it. The Ike Hapsit Kachim, and there's a loss of Kachim. Yes?
The Truma is only Durabon because it's not one of the Shamin.
No, the. Okay, so you weren't here yet earlier. I spoke out that, according to Rashi's opinion, which we're working with, the only biblical truma is grain, wine, and oil. Dagon, Tirish, and Yitzar. So Te'enim is never Drabonim.
Okay.
Depends what kind of truma.
Correct. That's what Rashi is saying. Correct. Right. According to this Braisa. According to this Braisa, it seems that if I can do it with a small loss, I don't say Bittul. That's what.
So Truma with the Raisa. Yes, so to coin.
That's what this Mount Yamar is saying. I'm not posking your halakha l'maisa. We're not. There are those who disagree. According to this Braisa, the way Rashi interprets it, yes. Well, you can sell it. Why should you lose? You have 100 chulin. The truma belongs to the kayin. The chulin belongs to you. Okay. Zog to Gemara Vayter. Tani Mias, Reish Tala. But the Reish says that pieces of meat are batel. What is Rish Lakish going to do with this Braisa? Reb Yochanan proved from here that Rish Lakish's interpretation was wrong. Again. There was a machlokes Reb Yochanan and Rish Lakish how to interpret the words of Reb Meir. What equals chashev? Rish Lakish says something that's usually sold by number. Reb Meir says something that's always sold by number. Reb Yochanan proves it. It says a piece of meat is batel. It's most of the time sold by number, so why is it batel? Answer is, because I'm right, Reb Yochanan says. It has to always be sold by number, and pieces of meat are not always sold by number. So what's Rish Lakish going to do with this braisa? Rashi, Ktani Mias Reisha Tala, Kashil Rish Lakish. The Amar, Kol Shadarka Limna Shaninu. The Hoga Darka Limna Sabato. Over here it's usually sold by number and it's Bato. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Chia Breda Rav Huna, Bini Mucha. It's talking about that the piece of meat is no longer intact. It dissolved. How does he translate the Mucha?
Dissolved.
It's dissolved, and it's not chashev anymore. That's why it's not batel. You know why it's not batel? That's why it's batel. It's not a piece of meat anymore. It's a piece of meat that dissolved, and dissolved pieces of meat are not sold by number. And therefore, that's why it's batel.
We're not talking about a place where they sell to.
We're talking about Nebet Azara, there's chatas here, right? We're not talking about a store.
We're talking about meat that's sold by the piece. We're talking about to the final consumer, right? In other words, if there's a slaughterhouse, and they sell it to the butcher, they're selling it by the pound.
Again, today we sell everything by pound. They sold it by slices of meat. That's what the Gemara says.
Whoever raised the cattle is the one who sold it to the consumer?
No, whoever raised the cattle sold it to somebody who's going to shecht it. He sold a living animal.
Okay.
But whoever shechted it sold it to a consumer, correct.
Yeah, but they would sell bats of meat, sometimes it had 30 pieces, sometimes it had 33 pieces. That's
Ayman.
That's
Ayman.
So
no, but he said today we sell by pound.
No, but what?
Those days they didn't sell by pound.
Right. They sell by piece, but sometimes they have.
Sometimes they sell by, it's not always sold by piece, most of the time sold by piece. Try to get my in my time at Rabbi Yehuda. If it's dissolved, so why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's not batel? As we explained, Rabbi Yehuda holds that no matter what it is, it's not batel in its own kind. So even if it's dissolved pieces of meat, but it's in dissolved pieces of meat, member mina le batel. Rashi Rabbi Yehuda tamei bekisse adam ubakayvitz. I'm just going to point something out in a second. For a second. See, I translated Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi did in the beginning in the Braisa. That Rabbi Yehuda says Laitala because Membamina is not Batul. So why did the Gemara ask now my time at Rabbi Yehuda? We know the answer. We said the answer earlier. Right? According to Rashi, this question is really not necessary. We explained Rabbi Yehuda because Membamina is Batul. Even when it was intact pieces of meat, we explained it's not Batul. Right? So then the Gemara answered it's dissolved. And the Gemara says, so why does Rabbi Yehuda argue? Well, we just told you why he argues before.
Now it becomes
Mimamina, it was Mimamina before, too.
Oh, right.
Therefore, Tysus disagrees with Rashi's shot earlier. And he says, at the beginning, we thought Rabbi Yehuda had a different reason. The pieces are never bottled for a different reason. And therefore, the Gemara says, now it's dissolved. So why does Rabbi Yehuda argue? Because of Mimamina, like bottled. Rashi learns we knew this all along. The Gemara is just speaking out something we knew anyway. I'm just pointing that out. Correct the Gemara. Avu loy nimuach, mai. But what would happen if it's not dissolved? Lay sala? Right. So according to Rish Lakish, he learns that the only reason this chatas is batul is because it's dissolved. If it would not be dissolved, it would not be batul. So why did the Sefer, why did we contrast Temeya into Tahira to Tahira into Chulin? Why don't we contrast dissolved and not dissolved? We're looking to contrast. The Brisa starts off saying, one piece of Chatas Temeya is batul in 100. One piece of Chatas Tahira is not batul in 100 Chulin because it can be given to the Kayan. That's what the Brisa says. Well, I can give you a different contrast. One piece of Chatas Temeya is batul if it's dissolved. And if it's not dissolved, then it's not batul. Why don't we contrast dissolved and not dissolved rather than Temeya and Tahira? First case is Temeya into Tahira. The second case is Tahira into Chulin. One case is batul, one case is not batul. We're contrasting. This yes, this not. Well, now that you told me that's only batul if it's dissolved, I have a very simple contrast. Temeya into Tahira, dissolved is batul, not dissolved is not batul. Why did the brides have to jump to a different case? Stick to the same case, and within the same case, you can differentiate whether the meat is dissolved or the meat is not dissolved. Fraksi Gemara, Avu loy nimuach, mai, loy sala? Adatoni, why did the brides have to say in the next case? Avu chaticha shuchatis Tahira shinis arva, a piece of Chatas Tahira that got mixed into 100 pieces of Chulin. Loi Salam, Niflag Venisni B'Didei. Why don't we stick to the very same case of Temeya and Tahira and say, B'med Dvar Ma'morim B'Shin Nimucha. It's only batul when it dissolves. Avaloi Nimucha Loi Salam. But if it's not dissolved, it's not batul. Why don't we stick to the same case? Zuck to Gemara, Tahira b'Tahiras Adafai. We'd rather show you the difference between Temeya in Tahira and Tahira in Tahira. That was to me us more important. You're right. The Brisa could have stuck to the case of Temeya, and it could have differentiated between a case of an intact piece of meat and a dissolved piece of meat. But the Brisa was out to show you something else. It wanted to show you that when you have a minor loss, it's not batul. So therefore, Bedavka went to a case of Tahira and Chulin to show us that it's not batul. So it was that was the intent of the Braisa. The Tana of the Braisa had a mission here. He wanted to show you that things that only have a minor loss, you can give it to the Kayan, it's not batul. So specifically, he picked the case of Tahira and Tahira. You're right. He could have stayed to Temeya, and he could have differentiated between intact and not intact. But he had a goal here. He wanted to tell you Tahira and Tahira is not batul. So therefore, he switched from Temeya to Tahira. Rashi. Adatani avachaticha. The mashma, the time of him to have sidmuatu. Right. The reason of the last case is because it's a minor loss. Niflig b'dida. Why doesn't he stick to the same case? V'yabagav deleka takanta loy b'teila. Even though there's no takana, it's not batul. Tahira b'teira adifu loy lashminan. He'd rather tell you tar and tar. The Abagav the Shtem Tahiris, even though they're both Tahir, the Shayach Bo Betula Tvei, and you would think that it's more Batu, remember we don't go like a Yehuda, right? It's more Batu. The Ashkechem and Masechtas Trumas, and Rashi tells you why that's a bigger Kiddush. The Ashkechem Masechtas Trumas, the Truma Tahira Bechulu Tahira, and Hakom Maidim Shailam. Everybody is Maskim, the Truma Tahira is Batu and Chulu and Tahira. There is an opinion, right, that Temeya is not batul b'taira. So Taira b'taira is more batul. So it's a very big chiddush to say that even though it's batul, but since it's only a little bit of a loss, we don't let you be mevato it. That's a very big chiddush, and the Tana wanted to tell it to you. Because by Truma, that's not true. Right? By Truma, we said, since it's rabbinic, we don't make you take the little loss. Only by Chattas we said that. So the Tana wanted to prove that. He said, even though by Truma, everybody agrees it's Batul, by Truma Tahira. By Truma Tameya, there's an opinion of Beis Shammai that says it's not Batul. We don't deal with it, but that's Beis Shammai's opinion. But by Truma Tahira, everybody says it's Batul in 100. Yeah, but it comes to Chattas, we say it's not Batul. That's a very big Kiddush. That for a little loss, we say it's not Batul. That's what the Tana wanted to tell us, and therefore, that's why he switched. The Oydini Mucha. Over here, it's dissolved. It was even more reason that we should say it's Batul. Because it's a minor loss, we don't say Batul. That's what the Gemara is saying till now. So at the end of the day, let's review what we have over here.
The minor loss, there's no parameters to that. In other words, the guy could take a 90% loss on it if there's only one coin in town and it's Erev Pesach.
It's a good question. Rashi seems to stress the word Hefsed Muat.
Right.
I don't believe 90% would qualify for Hefsed Muat.
And then what? Then it would become Batul?
Yeah. Because really it's Batul. We say, why rely on Bittul when you can give it to a Kayin who doesn't need the Bittul? You know, Bittul's great, but why rely on it if you don't have to? But that's only with the, and again, I don't know what minor loss is. You know, I can't define the word minor loss. Rashi calls it Hefsed Muat. I don't know. He doesn't give parameters. But I can't believe that 90% would go under Hefsed Muat. I don't think that's what it means. I don't believe that's what Hefsed Muat is. Right. So Tyre is on the blade. So let's review what we have here so we can get it clear. It started off because Rav Shlaki said that Truma Bizman has Drabonim. And therefore he said an androgynous can feed his wife rabbinic Truma, but not biblical things, because we don't recognize an androgynous to be a qualified biblical husband. Because he held, Rav Shlaki can say that, because he holds Truma is rabbinic. Rav Yochanan said, not true. Truma is biblical. Therefore an androgynous can feed his wife biblical Truma, because Truma is biblical, and therefore if he's a 100% husband that can feed his wife anything that a kohen can feed his wife. Yeah. Now, Rav Shlakish's proof that Truma is rabbinic was based on the fact that a fig cake is batul, and a fig cake is chashuv, in Rav Shlakish's interpretation of what is chashuv. Because Rav Shlakish interprets the word chashuv to mean anything that's usually counted. So according to Rav Shlakish's interpretation of chashuv, a fit cake is chashuv. And if the fit cake is chashuv, it would be batul. It wouldn't be batul. So why is it batul? Must be rabbinic. Rabbi Yochanan says, your interpretation is wrong. It's not something that's usually counted, it's something that's always counted. And therefore, a fit cake is not always counted, so even if it's biblical, it's batul. And Rabbi Yochanan proves it from the brides that it said a piece of chatas is batul. A piece of chatas is biblical. And yet it's batul, must be because it's not always counted. Sometimes sold by estimation. And Rav Shlakish's response is that that's talking about dissolved chatas.
Which makes that it's still the rice up.
But it's not chashuv. It's dissolved. That's where we're up to now. Continue with the shim tomorrow.